My neighbor Linda stood at her kitchen counter in August last summer holding a grocery receipt, $43, that was just for produce, tomatoes, cucumbers, a bag of green beans, a few bunches of herbs. She called me while I was picking my 4th pound of cherry tomatoes that week. Her backyard gets the same sun as mine. Her soil isn't any worse. The only difference was she planted her tomatoes in late May, thinking she had plenty of time. By July, she was watching green fruit on the vine while the grocery store was charging $6 a pound for the same thing she was still waiting for. She missed 8 full weeks of harvest. By the end of summer, she'd spent close to $400 on produce she could have grown herself if she'd just started in April. I'm telling you that story because right now, today, in April, you are sitting inside the window that decides your entire summer food budget. Not June. Not when the weather finally feels warm enough to linger outside. Now. And with grocery prices climbing the way they are, tariffs driving up the cost of imported produce, shipping disruptions pushing up everything else, this particular April window matters more than it has in years. The people who plant this week are going to eat cheap all summer. The people who wait until they feel ready are going to keep paying store prices while their garden sits half empty in August. I've been growing food in this backyard for 19 years. I've made most of the mistakes there are to make, and I've watched a lot of my neighbors make the ones I missed. The biggest and most expensive mistake, the one I want to talk about today, isn't overwatering or under-fertilizing or even picking the wrong variety. It's timing. More specifically, it's the gap between when it feels safe to plant and when you actually needed to have started already. That gap is costing backyard gardeners real money every summer, and this year, with grocery prices where they are, the cost of getting it wrong just went up considerably. There's a little thing I want you to find before we go any further. Grab any seed packet off your shelf, or pull one up in your online cart before you check out. Don't look at the front, flip it over. There's a chart on the back, and most people read one number on it. The planting date. The window that tells you when to put seed in the ground. That's the column everyone reads. But there's another column right next to it. It says days to harvest. That number is the garden ghost of this whole conversation. I want you to hold on to it, because we're going to come back to it, and when we do, it's going to change the way you think about every planting decision you make from here on out. The Farm Fresh philosophy has always been simple. Grow what you eat most. Grow it first. Grow it where it fits. Not the flashiest variety. Not the most elaborate layout. The stuff that shows up on your grocery receipt every single week. For most American households, that list looks almost identical. Tomatoes, cucumbers, green beans, zucchini, leafy greens, and fresh herbs. Those 6 categories alone account for the majority of what a backyard garden can reasonably replace at the store. And in April, in zones 6 through 9, which covers most of the continental United States, you are either starting those crops right now, or you are about to miss your window entirely. I want to say something directly about this particular spring, because it's different from a lot of springs I've gardened through. Grocery prices have been climbing since last year, and they are not coming down. The imported produce that fills the middle of every supermarket, the tomatoes from Mexico, the cucumbers from Canada, the green beans from Guatemala, is getting more expensive because the cost of getting it here has gone up, and those costs are being passed straight to you at checkout. I'm not saying this to alarm anyone. I'm saying it because it changes the math. It means the garden you plant in April pays back more per dollar this summer than it would have 3 or 4 years ago. It means that the argument for starting now is stronger than it has ever been in my 19 years of doing this. And it means that the person who waits until May or June is not just late, they are leaving money on the table at exactly the moment when leaving money on the table costs the most. Here's what the window actually means. Your first frost-free date in most of the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast is somewhere between late March and mid-April. That's already behind you or just barely ahead. Your last frost date in fall is somewhere in October or November. That gives you roughly 150 to 180 growing days. It sounds like plenty. It isn't. Once you start doing the math, pull out that seed packet again. Look at the days to harvest column. A beefsteak tomato is anywhere from 75 to 90 days from transplant. A cucumber is 50 to 65 days from direct sow. Green beans are 50 to 60 days. Zucchini is 45 to 60. Now count forward from today. If you start tomato transplants this week, you're looking at first harvest in late June or early July. If you wait until Memorial Day weekend, which is when most people who aren't paying attention actually get around to it, your first tomatoes don't come in until mid-August. That is 6 to 7 weeks of summer produce you just paid the grocery store for, instead of picking it from your own yard. At current prices, for a household that eats seriously, that's $150 to $200 minimum, right there. And that's before you factor in the second wave crops, the fall beans, the late cucumbers, the second planting of leafy greens that you can only reach if you finish your first round early enough to clear space. That's the math that most gardening advice doesn't sit down and do with you. Not because it's complicated, because it forces you to start before you feel ready, and most of us would rather wait until the urge feels right than commit to a date on the calendar. Walk outside right now and push your fingers into the soil, 2 inches down. If the top 2 inches give to your hand without resistance, if they feel loose and the temperature doesn't make your fingertips recoil, your soil is ready whether the air feels warm enough or not. That's the signal that actually matters, not the overnight lows, not the 10-day forecast, not the feeling you get when you can finally stand in the yard in a t-shirt and not want to go back inside. The soil tells you first. It always does, and once it's ready, the window is already running whether you've decided to start or not. Now here's the tactical breakdown of what to plant this week, in what order, and why. Start with your tomatoes if you haven't already. If you have space for transplants and you're in zone 7 and above, you want them in the ground by mid-April. If you're starting from seed indoors, you're already at the back edge of the window for most varieties. Go to the nursery and buy starts instead. Yes, the starts cost more per plant than seeds. They also give you 3 to 4 weeks back on your calendar, which at this point in April is worth every dollar you spend. Choose one indeterminate cherry or grape variety. They produce continuously through summer and come in well before determinates reach full size. Choose one large slicer for the heavier summer use. 2 plants is enough to start. They will feed you tomatoes from late June through September if you put them in this week instead of next month. Cucumbers go in by direct sow this week after your last expected frost date. Don't start them indoors. They don't transplant well, and the root disturbance will cost you more time than starting outside early would have saved. Put them at the base of a trellis or fence, 2 seeds per hole, 18 inches apart, and thin to 1 plant per spot once they've hit their second set of true leaves. 1 trellis of 6 to 8 cucumber plants will produce more cucumbers than most families can eat fresh through July, with enough left to make a few jars of refrigerator pickles and still share with the neighbors. Green beans are the most undervalued early summer crop in the backyard. They ask almost nothing, they produce fast, and they grow anywhere. A 12-foot row of bush beans planted now gives you harvest in 50 to 55 days by late May into early June. Plant 2 rows with 2 weeks between them so you're not buried all at once. Blanch and freeze anything you can't eat fresh at $3 to $4 a pound in the store right now. A single season of homegrown beans easily covers the cost of a seed packet 40 or 50 times over. That's not an exaggeration. That's just arithmetic. Step back from the garden for a moment and think about what it feels like to cut a cucumber that you grew. There's a resistance when you press the blade in, a clean snap, and then that sharp green smell hits you immediately. Not faint, not stored produce mild, but immediate and strong, the way a cucumber is supposed to smell before it spends 4 days in a refrigerated truck. You don't get that smell at the grocery store. It's already gone by the time the produce hits the shelf. It comes from the garden and it comes from picking things when they're ready instead of when they're shippable. That difference is what you're working toward when you put seeds in the ground this week. Zucchini goes in now, 1 plant per household. I mean that. Every year, someone reads a planting guide that says space 3 feet apart and interprets that as an invitation to grow 6 plants. 1 zucchini plant will produce more than you know what to do with by July. 2 will have you leaving bags on your neighbor's porches by August. Start with 1. You will not regret that restraint in midsummer. Herbs are the highest per square foot return in the entire garden. Basil, cilantro, parsley, chives, at $2 to $3 a small bunch at the grocery store, and with fresh herbs going soft within days of purchase, a 4x4 herb patch saves $60 to $80 over a summer without any particular effort. Basil is cold sensitive. Wait until your last frost date is behind you, because it will sulk and stall in cold nights. Everything else goes in now. There is a smell that happens in mid-July when all of this is working the way it should. You walk out at 6 in the morning before the heat sets in. The soil is still cool and damp from overnight, and the air carries that particular sharpness of crushed tomato leaf from brushing past the plants on your way down the row. You're holding a colander. You look at what's in it. And you have this moment where you realize you don't need the grocery store for the next 2 weeks, and everything in that colander cost you about 40 cents in seeds and water over the course of the whole season. That moment is available to you this summer. It starts this week. It doesn't start when you feel like it. Go back to that seed packet. Look at the days to harvest number. Count forward from today, not from some imaginary day when you get around to it, but from today. Mark that date. That date is the first day this investment starts paying you back. Everything before it is waiting, watering, watching. Everything after it is harvest. The difference between a productive summer garden and an empty trellis in August is almost always just where that count starts. And whether it started in April or in the middle of May, when the urge finally struck, here's what I want you to walk away knowing from today. You do not need a perfect plan, a raised bed system, or an elaborate layout to save real money on food this summer. You need a shovel, a packet of cucumber seeds, 2 tomato transplants, and a 12-foot strip of open ground. Start there. Start there, this week. The days to harvest column will tell you exactly when to expect the return on what you put in today. What it cannot tell you is how different it feels to pull your own food from the ground when the store shelves are expensive and uncertain, and the receipt at checkout keeps climbing. That part you have to experience yourself. Tell me what you're planting this week, or tell me about the crop that almost got away, the one you started too late and watched the season slip past before it ever came in. Drop it in the comments. This garden is better when we're growing it together.